The study, funded by the Wisconsin Policy Research Institute, estimates that tribal casinos in Wisconsin bring in just over $1 billion in profit a year and pay only 2% of that to the state. That compares with the 25% of casino revenues tribes in Connecticut pay. The study recommends raising tribal casino payments to the state to $90 million a year by collecting a $4-a-head player fee from all non-Indians who gamble in tribal casinos. University of Nevada, Las Vegas professor William Thompson is the study's author. He says while federal law prohibits taxing tribal enterprises, this approach would be legal.
States can tax activity on tribal lands that involves non-Native Americans. And our concept, if it was assessed against the player, I think survives legal challenges.
Thompson says tribal casinos cost the state more than $60 million a year in law enforcement and social service expenses associated with compulsive gambling. And he suggests the state could recoup those costs by asking the tribes to agree to the per gambler fee proposal when they negotiate new gaming compacts beginning next year. But a spokesperson for the Potawatomi tribe says the new study ignores the thousands of jobs the casinos create. Tom Krajewski says it also ignores how much tribes like the Potawatomi are paying to local governments.
They give $3 million a year to Milwaukee County. They give $3 million to the city of Milwaukee. They give $6.4 million to the state of Wisconsin and $3 million more to charities. That's an effective tax rate of over 40%.
Krajewski says if similar contributions from other tribes are taken into account, the total would come to close to $100 million a year that casinos are returning to public coffers. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.